Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. The title of this podcast is Basic is Best and features Lindsay Overtone in an interview with Alex Ruffner.
Hello, I'm Alex, one of the editorial assistants of the Imagine magazine. Welcome, Lindsay. Thank you so much for joining me today on this Imagine podcast.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So the COVID-19 pandemic has raised great concerns for children's mental health and well-being by caregivers, service providers, and professional organizations. In this year's Imagine podcast series, we would like to find out about challenges that you face, how you promote good social and emotional development in infants and young children, and what supports you give to their parents, caregivers, and communities. So we've prepared 10 questions for you. We'll start it off easy with this first one. Where do you work and what is your role?
I work at Norton Women's and Children's Hospital in St. Matthews in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm a certified child life specialist for the past 5 years. On our campus, we're a little bit different than other hospitals because we cover the house. So we have several pediatric, we have a pediatric emergency room, pediatric surgery, a med-surg floor. But then we also cover oncology for adults, ICU, we go to the NICU, we cover labor and delivery. So anytime there's any type of family or kids or any type of need, that's where we normally go.
So what's on your mind when you read about the rise in mental health issues among young children due to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Unfortunately, it does not surprise me. We've had a lot of kids coming in with mental health needs, whether they've, you know, been through therapy before or maybe have, gone to a facility in the past, or maybe this is their first time experiencing, you know, any mental health need, a lot of, and during the pandemic, especially in the beginning, you know, things changed day to day. Like we didn't know if, you know, you had to do this, you had to do that. And then just in the world in general, or, you know, like the governor would come on every day and, you know, kind of give us an update. But then at the hospital, it would change almost hour by hour, you know, what we needed to do when, just because there were so many uncertainties and unknowns. And I think that has had a great impact on our kids and children just from, you know, the past probably 2 years.
So how have you adjusted your services to adapt to these new mental health needs that we're seeing more commonly?
In the Kentuckiana areas I'm speaking of, because that's what we cover, I'm guessing also nationwide, we don't have enough trained therapists, doctors, staff, nor the facilities to help these, you know, help these children. We've increased our Heal Dog Heal, which is our therapy dog program that's able to go in and visit with those patients, or if they have a parent or caregiver present, and just giving them the opportunity to have a choice as far as like, you know, do you want to color or journal, or, you know, we've always done like writing letters to like family members and things like that. We add a lot of comfort to the room, calmness, turn the lights on. We have like, we do the sound machines even for older kids, but especially for babies. You know, we have extra like blankets, like tie blankets that people donate. We have stuffed animals, just anything to try to bring a little comfort to them. It's been really hard to see kids go through this, and we can only do so, you know, we can only do so much in the hospital setting and hope that, you know, when we call, either to other facilities or to get them, you know, maybe a therapy or a doctor of some kind, that that does get done appropriately and that they follow up and do those types of things.
Yeah. So you kind of jumped right into the next question that I was going to ask, which is, what are ways to help children struggling with pandemic related stress, fear, or grief through your child life interventions?
Playing with your child and giving activities and doing different things to spark their interest.
It gives them an opportunity to just forget about all of the scary things that they're hearing on the news or on the radio, or the worry that Exactly. their parents are having. And they can just really focus on that one task at hand. So yeah, I feel like this leads really well into our next question, which is how can parents nurture their child's mental health?
Kids need to have an outlet of some kind, a healthy outlet, whether that is music and taking music class or learning to play an instrument, some outlet that they can hold on to. They can have a community. Those type of things I think are so important because in school and at the hospital, you know, there's so much structure. There's so many things you have to do and you don't have a choice, but you do have a choice as far as the activities that you choose to do with your child and the activities, you know, let them try different things and figure out an activity they really like to do in child life. And I'm sure you see this also in music therapy. Coping skills are lacking. I think having kids being able to express themselves is very important, and knowing that those feelings, mad, sad, glad, whatever they may be, are valid and are okay. Let them feel it out. We will, you know, do our best to talk about it or, you know, try to get something to help soothe them, and find things that you like to do together.
So how can we best support communities to build sustainable mental health and well-being for infants and young children, as well as their families?
Education about mental health and well-being, starting with teaching about the signs and symptoms of what to look for at all ages, to parents and caregivers, even teenagers, to spread awareness and accurate information, you know, as far as like statewide. We need more funding and providers for mental health, especially for our teen tween population.
So what resources do you have for children either experiencing grief or coping with the COVID-19 pandemic? Do you have any resources that you would recommend?
Yeah, I was actually looking for some, because in child life, we do have lots of resources for other things, you know, that we help with in the hospital. And since COVID is relatively new, and in the beginning, we didn't know a lot about it, I was able to find some things just online that I really like. We have a really cool packet that deals with death and dying, but it's from Sesame Street. And once again, kind of going back to the basics of what you started with as a kid. And then some other resources I found were some really cool activity books and coloring books. Then I can give you a copy of these, or anybody can look them up. It was through St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which, you know, does great work. But it was really cool just talking about, you know, what are the symptoms of COVID-19? Of course, washing your hands, the new changes, you know, if it's okay if you're worried, you know, talking to people about it.
So what are some of your hopes for these pandemials? What are you hoping that children will kind of accomplish through all of this?
After all that they've already endured, during their short lives, that they learn and grow and make positive changes in their homes, schools, communities, neighborhoods, cities, world, you know, in the US and worldwide. Like, I hope it's the best generation yet, because I believe this, you can be anything you want to be. But I hope this generation sees the good and can make a positive impact and hopefully make it better.
I love that. So as we wrap up, can you share some advice for our listeners that are also facing this mental health crisis?
Yeah, everyone has something that they're dealing with. It might not be the same as another person, but everybody has something. Nobody goes through life unscathed. It's all in how you look at it. It's all in your perspective. Everybody has bad days. Take care of yourself as a parent or a caregiver. That is huge. It is a lot of wear and tear mentally, physically, emotionally. You know, you need to take care of yourself, like taking a break, you know, whether that's exercise or going for a walk, meditation. You're not alone.
Thank you so much again for your thoughts. Hopefully we'll have you back in the future as a contributor again.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast, produced in 2022.